Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Your mission, Mr. Phelps, should you decide to accept it, is. And then you would hear what the mission is. Recall, that's what it was, the old TV show, because after you heard that message, then it would, what, go off in a puff of smoke after 5 seconds. Now, all of the missions there were deemed to be very, very difficult, if not impossible, or would be impossible for ordinary folks such as you and I. But that's the background. That's the background for the movies named Mission Impossible. Now, as we go along with those movies, Mr. Phelps, he was in that very first one, but turns out he ended up being a bad guy, and so now we have a new savior agent in there named Ethan Hunt, played by Tom Cruise. Now, it seemed that all of those missions for Mr. Cruise, rather for Ethan Hunt there, well, they don't seem impossible because he gets them all done, right? So I suppose you could name the movies this, rename them. Mission, very difficult. But I suppose if you did that, it wouldn't go over real well, now would it? Now, our gospel lesson for today, Jesus talks about the entering the kingdom of heaven and what it would be like to be there in God's kingdom. Now, in one case, he describes that as, that mission is being very, very difficult. But then in another situation, he also talks about that in the same scripture passage here as it being impossible. So which one is it? Is it mission very difficult or mission impossible? We're going to take a look at that this morning. Now recall here our gospel reading for today. It immediately follows the one that we had for last Sunday. Now recall the one last Sunday. That's where the young rich man ran up to Jesus there and asked him that question, got out there on his knees and said, "What must I do to be saved, to inherit eternal life?" Well, Jesus then asks him a couple questions there. He talks about the commandments, right? The last grouping of commandments there. Have you kept all of these? And the young man said, "Yes, I have, from my youth." So basically he's saying there that he has loved his neighbor as himself. So Jesus then goes on and asks about the first three commandments. And he put it this way. "Well, you need to go on and sell all of your possessions and give them to the poor, and then come and follow me." Basically, Jesus is saying there, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and then follow me. Now, the young man, that's where he became disheartened by all of that. For where was his heart? Was it because he now understands what the cost of discipleship would be for him? Or is it because his possessions truly have him? And he refuses to follow Jesus and the path that Jesus outlines for him. Truly, what happened there, right prior to us in this reading here today, is a perfect setup for what Jesus then addresses his disciples when he says, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." Difficult. Very difficult. Now, this surprises some of the disciples there. Perhaps it's because they assume that wealth is a sign of God's blessings and therefore perhaps an indicator of their relationship with God. Money is a good gift from God. But as we learn there in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. Ask yourself the question, how many of us are rich towards God and by supporting the preaching of his gospel? You see, this text stands out as a warning about the danger of allowing riches to get in the way of our total devotion to God. Riches, rather than always being a good sign of God's favor, can actually get in our way of one's trust with God. But if that's not bad enough, it gets a little worse. Children, Jesus says, "How difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished with him and said to them, "Then who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, it is impossible. Not so with God. With God, all things are possible. With man, the mission is impossible. The mission again is what? How does one inherit eternal life? Jesus is making it amazingly clear here that the accumulation of wealth while you live here on this earth is not the most important thing, but rather what is the most important thing? Eternal life. It's incredible the parallels between our culture today and back then in Jesus' day about the accumulation of wealth and the attitude of the disciples as well as the young man. No one won the Mega Millions jackpot, did they? Don't see anybody in here, right? Okay. Didn't win Powerball either, for that matter. So, but what was on the front page of the paper yesterday? The fact that Mega Millions wasn't won. And so, does anybody know when the next time it's going to be, the numbers are going to be drawn? Tuesday? I heard a few Tuesdays out there. See, you're already on top of this, right? Yeah. See, because Tuesday, the drawing is going to be worth $1.6 billion. Now, how many of you thought that when you spent $2 there on a ticket, thinking you were supporting education with this little chance of winning? Or perhaps you spent more money on that, maybe $20 or so, thinking about how it's going to change your life. How many people over the last few days have been quoted talking about their purchase of a ticket and what it might mean for their lives? How many of you thought about how it would change your life, whether you bought a ticket or not? Think about that. Our society is so focused on the accumulation of wealth. Maybe you thought you were going to be the next person on HGTV's TV show, My Dream Lottery Home. Yeah. Incredible, isn't it? I mean, but that's our society, though, today. I mean, Fortune has their top 500 companies. Maybe you want to start your own business there and become one of those. And if not that, then maybe be listed as one of the top 500 richest people in the world. You see, they're idolizing people like that. And now we bring in the disciples' question about the rich who can't get in. Who then can be saved? Wow. Jesus says that, hey, all the wealth in the world, that's not going to get you into heaven. But did you really look at what Jesus said? He said, with man, it is impossible. Man will not get into heaven. And to be politically correct, woman won't either. Okay? Right. It's mission impossible. Not even Ethan Hunt or Tom Cruise, for that matter, is going to get in. And yet, what clue does Jesus give us to help us get around that impossible situation? But not with God. For all things are possible with God. Are you willing to believe the impossible? The good news, okay? That's what the gospel is. The good news that God does the impossible for you. He prayed the impossible price for you. You see, that's why Jesus came. God came so that God might die, all right? Yes, Jesus died on that cross, shedding his blood. It's not Mega Millions is what earns forgiveness of sins. It's his shed blood on that cross. There he died, and there he rose yet again 3 days later, giving us hope. You see, the impossible becomes possible with God. It is God who works on people's hardened hearts to break through that. It is God who creates faith. Faith so that whether you are rich or poor, it need not matter. For it is faith in Jesus Christ that gets you into heaven. Recall your days from confirmation, or perhaps the last time you read your catechism. Hope you still do that because there's all kinds of gems that are in there. Gems like this one. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. You see, God is the one who creates faith in our hearts. God is the one who converts us. We believe in that one true faith. You see, it is God who brings us from that status of unbelief to belief in Jesus. God does the impossible and makes us his own dear children. And that's why Jesus makes it abundantly clear with his disciples that obtaining wealth, being materially blessed, is not necessarily a sign that you are saved. Rather than something quite the contrary might happen because you are saved. Persecution. Today's world is no different than yesterday's world. Persecution will seem to the world and perhaps to us that maybe God has abandoned us. Tossing your health, for that matter, if it goes bad. But contrary to many popular health, wealth, and prosperity preachers, your best life now might include persecution, division, and the cross. But yet, in spite of those things that Jesus said, what else did he share? There will be blessings too. Up to 100-fold in this life. And not only in this life, but the one to come. Think about what Jesus is saying there. He's saying that he will be with us in the blessings and in the persecutions. So that no matter what happens in your life, God is with you each and every step of the way. And so sometimes those blessings will happen here on this earth. But also, too, he directs our attention to the most important blessing, the one in the age to come, and that's in heaven. You see, the cool thing about all of this is that Jesus, when he was offered that mission, he accepted it, and he completed that mission. He died and rose again so that we would benefit from his impossible mission that he got done. You see, we have the forgiveness of sins, and we have the hope of everlasting life. And the best part of this message is like when they hear it at the very beginning, after 5 seconds, it goes up in smoke. Not so with this. The message of Jesus Christ and his victory on the cross and rising from the grave, that, my friends, is what we believe in. And that lasts forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.